and welcome to my podcast. I'm Andrea Antuono, and today I'm going to be talking about mental illness. So first, I want to talk about the prevalence of antidepressants as a drug and how it's almost contributed to the drug-taking culture that we live in. So I feel as if a lot of people have turned to taking antidepressants to deal with their feelings, whether it's a short-term feeling or a long-term feeling, which for some situations can have a positive effect. If you find the right medication and it's helping you, this can lead to a positive outcome. But there's also the chance that maybe you cannot find the proper medication for you, and then your anxiety or depression may increase, which can lead to a negative outcome. So a big thing about mental illness is the social stigma that is surrounding mental illness. I feel as if over the last few years, mental illness and the conversation of talking about it has really come to the surface. I've seen a lot of this talk come throughout different campaigns and movements, such as You Are Not Alone movement, which has been really powerful across the country. So I feel as if the social stigma really is associated with not wanting to talk about your feelings or not wanting to be viewed as a weak individual, which should not be seen as that way. So with all of us being college students, I think that it's really important that we talk about it, because actually I've done a little bit of research and it seems that college-age students are the most prone to adapting to mental illness, whether it's anxiety or depression. And the main reason for this is because stress is a main contributor to anxiety and depression. And of course, we all know that college can be pretty stressful. So for that reason, I think that it's really important to talk about this type of illness and make people realize that they're not the only ones that are experiencing this. So some of the central ideas that have influenced health beliefs that are associated with mental illness, I believe, would be like the quick fix attitude, which maybe if you're not feeling well about yourself or you're feeling nervous, you might go to a doctor and feel that prescription medication is the best alternative for you, which really this is just a quick fix, not really a long-term solution. Also, some social norms have been changed to make chronic medication much more normalized. So nowadays, it's very normal for someone to be on chronic medication or be committed to medicine for life, which this has also been a big contributor to the way that America's drug-taking culture is shaped. So in thought with the drug-taking culture, there are definitely some benefits and there's also some harmful aspects of this. Some benefits of taking medication that are for anxiety or depression can be that, of course, it could help someone feel better. It can maybe solve some of their mental problems, or it can make them feel more confident, and it can make them just feel as if they have a more well-balanced lifestyle. On the opposite spectrum, there are some harmful things that can happen. So maybe potentially you cannot find the right proper medication, which can lead you into not feeling well about yourself. You can possibly lead into an addiction, or you could maybe even turn to self-medicating, which could even be like increasing your dosage by yourself without talking to a doctor. Some ramifications of anxiety medications as well as depression medications would maybe mainly be the misuse of the medication. So not practicing safe medication practices, such as like following your dosage and being consistent, as well as making sure that you keep these medications to yourself and you're not giving them out to friends or peers. So when I reflect on medicine as a whole, and I think about the past, present, and future, I feel like many of these different phases of medicine have different aspects that contribute to today's drug-taking culture. When I think about the past of medicine, I think that it maybe at the time was innovative, and it was, of course, very helpful. But I think also at this time, maybe people didn't have the proper information to know about if it was truly effective in the long term, because maybe the medication hasn't been out for that long. So the present of medicine, I think, is a little bit more stable, but I think that it's a little bit more dangerous in the terms that accessibility to medication is much more easy to get, which is also scary because this can make medicine dangerous. And for the future of medicine, really, I just hope that there are stronger regulations and people in general are just more educated about the harmful ramifications that could come about. So just to take a little bit more of a deeper look into anxiety and depression as a whole, I think that it's really important to talk about how prevalent these feelings are and to talk about the fact that at one point or another, someone is going to feel these feelings, so you shouldn't feel alone and you shouldn't feel weird for having these feelings. I think that it's important to educate people on like some of the most important ways to go about this, whether it is have a strong relationship with your doctor or if you can turn to a different positive alternative for these feelings. I also think that it's really important to promote people to talk about this type of stigma in order to break that. And as I mentioned earlier, this has been talked about a lot through different campaigns that have been hitting the market in the recent years. So I have a personal story, which is actually a story of my brother's who has struggled with anxiety for a really long time, and he was prescribed medication, but unfortunately the medication gave him really bad side effects, such as bad dreams and really sore stomach aches. So when he was taking the medication, he didn't feel better. Although it did make him feel better, it did not make him physically feel better. So as time went on, he actually almost developed anxiety about his anxiety medication, which seems like a double negative, but I think that that's really interesting because it goes to show that not all medication is good for everyone, and sometimes there are different alternatives that can be taken. In conclusion, I think that it's really important that we spread the word about mental illness and we can tell our peers that they are not alone, as well as promoting positive alternatives for solutions. When I think about my personal reflection on mental illness in our society, I think that it really needs to be taken seriously. I think that it's important for people of all ages to be educated about these feelings so that they can be more in touch with their personal emotions, as well as be able to be alert to others' emotions and be able to look out for symptoms that maybe someone else is struggling. I also think that it's really important to teach people about positive alternatives because although medication may be a very powerful tool for many people, I think that positive alternatives can also be a really great way to maybe relieve some anxiety or stress or even depression. I think that like for these topics specifically, yoga and meditation could be a really great positive alternative because they're just like very good for relieving stress as well as any tight tension that you might have flowing into your body. So moving forward in society, I think that the main concept that I think is really important is to spread the word about mental illness and really educate the general public, not just a small niche group of people who maybe this applies to. I think that it's important to show everyone, not just specific people, how important the topic is. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope that you have learned a little bit about mental illness while listening.